Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hey You Online. If you're joining us for the first time, my name is Nick.
And my name is Ryan. And did you know that this week, which is, well, currently recording at the 7th of June, but there is an event called the Ring of Fire, an annual solar eclipse that's going to happen, which is pretty cool. But if you're listening to this, it probably happened last week, so sorry.
It's not the first thing that I thought of with a... Definitely not the first thing I thought of was a solar eclipse. No, no, no.
Although that's the one thing you would be okay with being in the past.
That's the one thing I would be okay missing out on.
All right, Nick, what's a hobby that is dying in popularity?
I'm going to say stamp collecting. Now, I don't know if how many people are still collecting stamps or if there are many people collecting stamps, but I suppose this is more of like a personal story that I've got from this. So when I was a kid, my parents tried to get me and my brothers into, I don't know, some kind of like a hobby. I think it was probably more of an attempt to get us off like the Nintendo type of thing.
Yeah.
So what they decided...
So they went to stamps.
Yeah. So what they decided...
Nothing's more riveting, guys.
Exactly. What they decided was, you know what, let's go down to the post office, you know, we'll buy you, you know, a starter, you know, pack or collection of like stamps, you know, for you to kickstart your stamp collecting, you know. And I remember my parents really trying to get us into it, and it was like just... had like zero interest. I mean, like,
it's a strange one to try force onto children.
Like, what am I gonna do with them? You know, like, what am I like? Okay, yeah, sure, I'm gonna look through this. They're probably some kind of commemorative, like Australian, you know, native animals on the stamps. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I'll flick through it once, and then I'm done. And like, you know, my parents kept trying to like, you know, like, oh, it's... you should try and get into it. You should do that. And I think, like, you know, at certain points we're like, oh, you know, can we, like, do we have to? Do we whatever? And then I think it got to the point where, like, this is only on reflection that I've kind of realized that my parents must have been like, yeah, okay, I give up. Because I remember asking Mum one time to be like, is it okay if I use one of the stamps from my stamp collection? Because I want to enter this competition and I need to post off my entry. But the competition was for some like string cheese, you know, like a string of cheese companies. And they're just like running. So it's like she probably realized in that moment, like, oh, that's how little they care about this. They're willing to use...
You value string cheese over my stamps.
Exactly. So it was like, I wasn't even into it at the start. Like I had no interest whatsoever. So like, yeah, it's got to be a dying thing. Like, who is out there collecting stamps? I mean, let us know if you're out there and you absolutely fucking love collecting stamps.
Just Nick might have a few from his childhood.
Yeah, I've got some left over if you want them. I haven't used all of them on entering in the string of cheese competition.
The annual cheese string competition.
But, like, honestly, though, like, what are people seeing something like that?
That's quite a strange one. That's, like... trying to get kids into train watching, you know, like they're just not really gonna care.
No,
even it's just, or coin collecting is another one that I'm like, I've never really understood stamp collecting. Coin collecting I understand, I just don't understand why someone would ever have the effort, like what makes it an exciting hobby. I suppose if you're into the history of it, maybe it's a bit more like...
Yeah, I was going to say, as an adult, like, coin collecting sounds a lot more interesting than stamp collecting. Stamp collecting is like, hey, I made these stamps, and I suppose you could say there's, like, older stamps, but, like, at what point do they just start to disintegrate, you know? Like, a coin is like, hey, yeah. I've got this coin that, like, you know, was used back, like, you know, some 4,000 years ago, you know, and this is, like, the interesting story.
4,000 years.
I don't know how when the first coins were used and stuff like that, but you could be like, oh, this coin was used in Roman times, you know, and, like, you know, they used to, like, I'm pretty sure that there are some coins that, like, the Romans used to use in, like, their, in the brothels and stuff like that, and they've got, like, different symbols of what, you know, that they'd be used to, like, you know, kind of like a token type of thing to, like,
you can,
I want to do this position.
Buy, like,
yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Google it.
Don't this one gets you full access, this token.
So, like...
the this one here just buys you, like, a group of slaves. What's a group of slaves called? A gaggle? Like, a collection? Well, you know, you're collecting slaves. But, you know, a Roman coin of slaves.
That's a very different type of hobby that's probably definitely out of popularity.
I would hope so. I would hope that one's completely gone. The one that I thought of, and the reason why I think it's going to get less and less, and is less and less, is sewing. Because sewing is, like, one of those things that, one, like, no one sews their own clothes at all anymore.
You'd be surprised, though, because, like, I went over, right, when I went over to Croatia, saw some, like, family and stuff like that. You know, a couple of them were, like, you know, working as, like, seamstresses and stuff like that. So it's like that it's still in some countries, I'd imagine, still, like,
maybe it's more like Western that it is.
Yeah, like,
thing so much anymore. Because for guys, it's never really been a manly thing you can do. So it's sort of eliminated the whole gender. Like, you can do it. It's fine. It's not a thing.
Yeah, but you're not going to go to, like, manly. Your mates and be like, oh, boys, let me tell you this over the beer. I knitted the absolute perfect pair of socks the other day. Yeah. Like, you're not going to do that. That's just not going to fucking happen. But yeah.
I think if someone who sewed listened, I don't know if knitting is the same
if it's
a subgenre.
Needles and wool, it's all the same to me.
Yeah, it's all the same. It's all the same. But I feel like even nowadays for women, like, it's the same with, like, if you're into cooking as a woman, it's like, so you're like a traditional person. You're not like the modern age woman. So it's not frowned upon, but it's like people categorize you immediately for doing something like sewing. Which is just like, if you eliminate both genders, there's not a lot of room here for this hobby to grow.
It doesn't make sense that people find a way to be like, oh, well, you're not allowed to do this because you're a boy, or you're not allowed to do this because you're a girl. And it's like, I'm not allowed to do anything if you keep eliminating all this shit. Like, we'll just be, you know, like, what am I allowed to do? Sit here and breathe? Oh, no, that's also offending somebody else. But no, I think though, I can understand something like sewing more than I can understand stamp collecting, and even more so than like coin collecting.
Because it still does have a practical use. Exactly. As well, for sure.
And I think
it's good.
I think I was, you know, I was actually over your place the other night, and I think I mentioned this. Like, I was looking at your.
You being really into sewing.
Yeah, definitely. I was like, I told you not to mention this. I didn't want to bring it up the scarf.
That conversation about at over a beer was actually the other night.
It was there. It's like, these socks are still so comfortable. No, but the your table and chairs that you've, I think you've mentioned it before on the podcast, but the ones that Harriet's, what is it, great-grandfather had made? And then I saw
some... Yeah, the one the dog ate.
Yeah, and then I saw some of, like, the upholstery was starting to come a little bit, you know, like, because it's got a bit of upholstery on the seat cushion. And then, like, I was, like, saying how I remember how my grandfather, like, had just, like, decided one day he was going to reupholster his entire, like, couch type of thing. And I'm like, that's just, like, a skill. Like, at what point does a hobby is, like, a skill that just kind of just you lose out on that? Because it's, like... people don't repair things anymore. They just kind of go, oh, well, this is busted, I'll throw it away, you know. But back in the day, it was like, well, you know, just because your pair of trousers have got a hole in them doesn't mean we're going to throw them away. Give them to me, I'll sew them up.
There's two parts to that. The first is that we make things to be thrown away nowadays. Like, we don't make things to last.
And I fucking hate that.
But I really hate it because they're cheaper to get. Like, the couch back then was probably much more expensive. It would be a piece of furniture that you would buy basically like for, you know, half your life. And so it was also priced kind of relative to for the time.
Mm.
Whereas now couches and stuff you can buy really cheap, but they're also really shitty. they're designed not to be, you know, you use it for a couple of years and you just, out it goes, right onto scum tree. Someone can buy it.
Scum tree.
Oh, which is Gumtree in Australia. It's like Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, that kind of stuff.
Except it's like local Australian. You're selling it to your local bogan.
Yeah. The one thing that makes me sad, though, is like hobbies or semi-professions. They've become hobbies nowadays, more so. But, like, that were really, really awesome, but for you to get into now is just so price prohibitive. Like, the one I think of is blacksmithing.
That is one that I was thinking
really,
of too.
Really like to get into it. But I looked at a knife making course with a friend of ours, and it was $250 a person to go learn how to make a knife. I'm like, that is insane. Like, for per person for a group of minimum of like six or something. And I was like, this is, like, don't get me wrong, I value the profession most definitely, but the entry level into that is so expensive.
And who knows how to actually be like a blacksmith these days, aside from, like, it's like the thing that gets me with all this kind of stuff is that it's all like the forgotten skills. Like, people forget how to do a certain thing. It's like, I'm pretty sure there's like all these, you look through all these ruins or anything like that, and I feel like I've heard lots of stories where it's like, this is what people used to do. This is how we built these things or we did this stuff, but people don't understand how it happened. Like, they know it's there. You know, they know that, these group of people built it, but we have no idea how that happened or what tools they used, or we can't seem to be able to recreate it. You know, like, people are still thinking that aliens had to be able to help us with building the pyramids. You know, it's like, whether or not they've actually figured it out, and maybe I just haven't read it, and maybe I've just, decided to settle on aliens.
I also don't know.
But
so I haven't heard.
Yeah.
In Ancient Discoveries Weekly, I don't think it's popped up.
So. It's just left it at aliens. Good enough, people. So, Ryan, what screams, I'm poor, but pretend I'm rich?
Those, like, hyper-premium clothing brands that there's...
The overly showy, like, or flashy ones?
95 to 98% brand that you're buying at this point. Like, let's say...
Like, it's like a black jacket, like, that's got nothing else on it, nothing fancy on it, and literally it's just written multiple times over it, like Gucci or something.
Yeah. Gucci was the one that came to mind, but or Supreme. Supreme is another one. But, like, people that are decked out in, like, my Gucci belt, my Gucci shoes, my Gucci wallet, my Gucci chain, like, everything like that, I'm just like, you're broke, aren't you? Like, I just look at it and I'm like, you have no money. Or you're a rapper, maybe. But the chances of that are, in which case, you're also still probably broke. I think there's only very few ones because they mostly blow it on stupid Gucci shit.
I don't think they're pretending they're rich, though. I feel, isn't that like a prerequisite to, like, at least pretend you're poor to be a rapper? Or like, like, that's where it comes from, is like, it's like, oh yeah, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out my ass here, but, like, I feel like it's like, I'm just thinking of, like, 8 Mile, where they were dissing the guy because he was rich. So, like,
I think modern day raps are like, diamonds or ice on my wrist, that kind of shit.
Yeah. I don't know what that slang means,
it's all about, like, oh, it's just like diamonds. Like, it's just expensive shit that I'm wearing. Like, it's all about gloating about what you have. The one that I think the thing that would make it scream more I'm poor but pretending to be rich would be the more impractical things you can buy. Like, I don't know if you've ever looked at Supreme as a brand, and I only know about this because of Mr. Beast's videos, but basically in the shop you can buy Supreme branded useless shit. So, like, you can buy a Supreme branded brick for $250. You can buy a Supreme branded plunger for like a couple hundred dollars. It's just like, it just makes no sense why anyone would ever want to own this. I'm pretty sure that's like
the epitome of it.
The only person who's ever bought that he afterpaid it. Like, he did not buy it.
Yeah, to me, Supreme is just like a pizza topping flavor. Like, that's it.
That's fair. I don't care much for brands in general, so that's fair.
I bucked the trend when I was answering this question. I went straight for like a profession, just real estate agents. Like, their entire fucking profession is just like pretending to be rich, to sell shit. It's like, who wants to buy a house of a guy that looks like, they just rolled in off the street? But, obviously it's like, you're gonna buy it off this professional looking dude in a suit that's like adding no value to the economy.
He doesn't own his own home, but he's like, well, this one's, it's a modest house. I'm like, bro, you can't afford this. What are you talking about here?
You're in the company Lexus. Like,
Yeah, the example of that that comes to mind for me is the pyramid scheme investing people that try to get you into things. Oh. Like, they very hard try to sell you on how rich they are from this scheme. And I'm like, no, if you were rich from this scheme, you would not be doing this, my friend. Like,
there was...
you would not be out here on, like, a Sunday night trying to sell me something...
Exactly. Speaking of this, sorry, this is sidetracking. This is taking like a complete like freaking like left turn, get off the motorway. But like you mentioned pyramid schemes and I just have to tell you about this. So the other night, we were over a family friend, right? They were trying to tell us about this thing and maybe you've heard of it. I think it's got something to do with crypto. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. There's this new thing called Finico. Like Finiko. Now
I haven't heard of it.
Okay, so neither had I, and like they've been like really.
By the end of it, I still didn't want to hear about it.
I didn't really, but they've been like okay. So as like a bit of a background, they've been like really into like crypto, being really crazy about it. You know, like just like constantly like watching it. You know, putting in like, heaps
bullish,
of money,
as they say in the game.
Very bullish in it, and I suppose comparatively. To that, I'm quite bearish, or I'm very risk adverse. I'm pretty sure that, like, I, you know, like, you would probably be a bit. You're also risk adverse when it comes to things, but you're probably a lot more,
a little less so than you.
Yeah, than me. So, like, I'm already like kind of hesitant about putting money into crypto. Right, I don't.
You're just talking about it puts you on edge.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I can already feel my butt puckering up. You know, like I'm getting tight. That's fucking weird to say.
That's,
I'm gonna cut that out.
Strange sentence. Don't cut that.
But anyway, so they were saying, right, there's this thing.
So butt puckering.
The butt puckering. It's not involved in this.
Sorry, Finco.
Well, yeah, Finico.
You lost me with the butt puckering. You're going to have to bring it back.
I think I lost a lot of people. Let's stop saying butt puckering. So the Finico thing that they were saying, what happens is that they pay you, like, they're like, the way they explained it, and I'm going, quote unquote, so all you have to do is put in like $20,000 and they pay you 1% a day for it.
What?
I'm like, and straight away.
Sorry, what?
Straight away, I was just like, fucking what? You just like your exact reaction. I was like, no, like that's yeah. I'm like you, and then I was straight on my phone. I was like, what is it? How do you spell it? Like looking it up, and it's like the only things that I can really find is like you know like nothing's really coming up. You know, it's like people are like, oh, there's this new like MLM scheme. You know, like a Russian thing because it's like, oh yeah, I went through. I just did it on my phone. It's just an app. You know, the setup. Wasn't in English, but you know, we went through it, got through there, you know.
Oh, no.
And she was saying how, like, you know, she's had another friend that was like doing it and now she's like living off it, type of thing. And I'm like, nah, like, God, it's like the only, and it's like such a new thing as well because it's like there's not much on it when I was Googling about it, you know. I'm like trying to like read about it in like this first 5 minutes to kind of be like, is this like a legitimate thing? You know, I'm like, one of my major research things is to kind of like, you know, be like, I don't know, Finico Reddit to see if there's any Reddit posts to see what people are saying about it. And like the only Reddit posts are like from like 5 days ago and like someone's asking about it and like there's only like a handful of comments. No one really knows about it. You know, half the comments are like, I don't know, it seems kind of dodgy. And other people are like, you know, like putting together more, I suppose, like, you know, like they've thought about their comment, they've thought about their answer. They're like,
yeah, no. It just sounds like it just sounds bad. It's
a foreign like... multi-level marketing scheme thing. You know, it's like, I wouldn't really, you know, I'm just like, I wouldn't give people my money like this, like 1% a day. And it's not compounding. It's like, you know, you put in $20,000, you get $200. The next day you get $200. The next day you get $200. But you have to, it sounds like it's almost like a term deposit. You have to kind of leave it in there for a certain amount of time. And, you know, it's like, you know, when they're like, oh yeah, but you have to leave it in there. You can't touch it until a certain amount of time. And I'm more like, Ooh, yeah, okay.
This all just sounds like a great way to lose 20 grand.
Yeah, and they're like, so but you don't have to put
do
it.
Do I sign up again? I've got the app now.
Downloaded that.
I downloaded while you were talking.
Yeah, just use just again, just use my reference code, puckered butthole. That'll make that'll make sure that I get an extra couple of percent each day, and then you can let your friends know as well.
All right, Nick, let's move on from the puckering. What is something that sounds futuristic but is happening now?
Puckered butts.
Oh, no. Is that futuristic?
It depends on if you're going to start talking about crypto. Yeah, look, for me, it's got to be... I had two things written down. Like, one of them is definitely going to be, like, robotic prosthetic limbs. And nowadays, they're able to, like, do that, but they're able to get, like, feeling as well in the thing. And I'm like, man, it's like, that's fucking cool. You know, it's like, you feel like back in the day, it would have been, like, people would only be able to be like, oh, I've got, like, you know, like a fake prosthetic, but, like, it's just there to, you know, to not draw attention when you're walking down the street. You know, it doesn't really serve any purpose other than, you know, people don't go, oh, that person's missing a hand, you know, whereas like now it's like, hey, you know, you could actually achieve your dream of being a cyborg if you really wanted to. You know, it's like, oh, you've lost your arm, oh well, that, you know, that sucks, but like, hey, here's a, you know, a new arm that's like getting there. Like, you know, 10 years ago you didn't have this stuff.
So my niece is in that case with her arm, but she's still like six. She's a year. She's a year.
Yep.
Her birthday was last week. And
good uncle there. She's still six. Year old.
I go alright.
That's literally like half of her life. You just.
don't even worry about it. She's still got another how many years to forget about this. So anyway. Originally, when she was born, I was like, oh, it's going to be so hard on her. And then I was like, you know what? Like, if any era to be born in, it's pretty fine. Like, technology is, by the time she gets... Okay, it's a little bit like... It's mostly just, like, cost prohibitive at the moment. Like, there's not a lot of cheap stuff that is good. But, like, the technology is there now. So it just makes it, like, so much cooler. And it will, I reckon, in the future, just be so much better. Like, so much better than just having, I don't know, all your limbs. I mean, not in the sense of, like, mentally, but, like...
Yeah.
You'd just be so much cooler. Like, if I could build her an Iron Man arm, I'd definitely be so sick.
But like, you think about that now, right? Like, that's what we have now. They're able to, like, start to get the feeling in there, in the hand, and they're starting...
Yeah, yeah, I have seen it, actually.
So then you could, like, just think, like, 10, 20 years in the future, you know, it's like, she won't have to carry around a mobile phone. It'll be in the prosthetic arm. Like, she won't have to, like, do any kind of, like, everyone will be, like, trying to get, like, you know, a chip to do, like, the pay wave instead of swiping their phone or their card or anything like that. Everyone will be, like, trying to go to get cybernetics and stuff implanted, but she's going to have it there already, you know? She'll be, like, it'll be, like, having, like, the coolest cutting-edge technology. It'd be like having the new iPhone, you know, like, 10 years before anyone else does. So
It would be pretty awesome, actually. I didn't think about that, like... The tech you could build into it that people just normally have on them as well.
Yeah,
that'd be, I mean, it's
you can have a torch.
Once it's functional, after that point, it's just like
what else can we do? Yeah, like, what else can we do to it? Yeah, it's just like
throw an app store into it.
Could you imagine though? You could have like the full on like I don't know like Astro Boy, you know, Professor Gadget or whatever, Inspector Gadget. That's the one, not Professor Gadget. But you know, it's like. What else do you need? You know, like you could be like, oh, we've got a torch to kind of like, you drop your keys, okay, torch, or even fuck it, hey, one of your fingers turns into, you know, like a key to open the car or the door or something like that, you know, or even, you know, you
it's
could
kind of a, that's kind of a little bit I don't know, specifically
science fiction-y, but you could also have like
just like somewhat useless in 90% of cases.
Probably.
I think it would still be better to just have a key.
Probably, but like there's like endless, like you could have like a can of like pepper spray like loaded in there for like self-defense or anything like that as well. You know, like
a mechanical arm, you just crush them. It's fine.
Just like the mechanical arm turns like into a hand cannon. Fucking stay away from me, bitch. Mechanical
grip strength. You can just do whatever. The one thing I had for this, moving on from prosthetic limbs, but that is one that I thought of as well. Is it's a simple one, but I think it's not simple in the way it functions. I have no idea how it functions, but it's a simple thing that I think is really useful, and that's glass doors that can change their opacity when you lock or unlock them. You unlock the door, it just goes clear and you can see through it like a window, basically. But when it's locked, like, you know, because a lot of people have glass doors as their front doors, you can lock the house and it just goes opaque, so you can't see into the house anymore. Really, really cool technology, but also like a very simple thing. But
it's
kind of a thing you would think of when you see like a futuristic movie, someone leaves their house, like they lock the door and the whole house like sort of
like goes black. Although then that's also like a very telltale, no one is home, please come rob me, you know, like I get what you're saying, it's cool, but like
when you're home you would keep the door locked anyway, so not really.
Well, I suppose, but then you'd want to like open it. I've only ever seen that like on like, I don't know, maybe it was like a TV show or a movie where it's like, you know, they have it in like the bathroom where it's like they close the shower door and it turns opaque.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. But like people nowadays, like if you have a look, like you're right, it's simple, but like can you imagine how futuristic it seems, or like just like picture it, because like people these days they'll build their own computer, right? They'll build a PC. And they'll have like the tower there, and on the side panel you can choose to have like a glass panel. And what some people that I've seen doing is like they'll get a monitor, maybe it's a shitty monitor or whatever it is, and they'll like deconstruct it. I'm sure that you could even buy it without having to do this whole like deconstructing a monitor thing, but they'll take like the film layer of like, I think it's like the, is it like an LCD or whatever, like the film layer is of like the actual screen, and put it over the glass. So you've basically got like, you know how you'd see in like, I don't know, like any of your typical like Avengers movies or Iron Man's, how he's like got like that, that basically like a glass screen that's got like the projections of the, well, it's not even a projection, there. So it's like, you can have a screen on your computer that you can see through, but you can also see stuff on there. It's kind of like having like a heads up display, you know, like that.
They have them in cars as well.
Yeah, like you can have that in cars, and it's like, could you think
you get like your speedometer on the screen and stuff, like on the windshield and stuff like that. It's really cool.
Yeah, and it's like 15 years ago, you know, the largest USB device that I had was like a 256 megabyte USB, you know, and it's like fucking shit's crazy now.
Yeah, one of the cool things that comes to mind that's a very, very simple thing, but it makes me think of like, you know, your futuristic shows like Star Trek or whatever, where they have the global translator. And like, you know, everyone understands each other because this would be a really hard show if no one spoke the same language. You get that in apps in phones now. Like they will live translate things into your language, but if you just hover the camera at it. So like you can read a sign and it will just translate it to English there without like, you know, processing time or anything like that. Like it's just in your language. Really freaking cool. Really, really cool.
Yes.
And that seems like super futuristic that you could just like look at something, show a phone at it, and you can just translate it to your language and read it. But, you know, has existed for a pretty long time now, I think. But yeah, I mean, we are in the future.
Yeah, definitely. One last super dope thing that I want to add. Mind controlled drones. Like, fucking what? Like,
yeah. The first time I saw that, I was like, "Nah, this is a bullshit."
Yeah, video, this is a hack. Like that is real now. It's like, holy shit. Know. It's
like, that's crazy. I saw what's his name? Michael Reeves. I saw him do. He had a mind control drone, and he turned it into a mind control car. Like he changed his car to do it so that he could think to drive. I was like, "This is insane," and also really dangerous because he was getting really excited, and then the car would speed up, and I was like, "This is a stupid idea." But at the same time, how fucking cool is that?
That is...
like, that's... oh, that's so awesome.
That's the kind of shit that's, like, faith in humanity restored, but, like...
yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, use it to kill the world somehow, probably, is what we'll actually get used for. But
probably.
Still, like, still cool before then. All right, Nick, if someone wants to find us, where can they go?
We've got a Reddit. You can head on over to r/heyyouonline. On there, we'll put up any questions that we asked and answered this week. We'll also have links to anything that we reference, and we'll also let you know our favorite moments from the episode. Feel free to leave us a comment there with your favorite parts of the episode. You can also shoot us through or post any of the questions that you want. You can also shoot through any of your questions that you would like us to answer through to heyyouonlinepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if you'd like to take some credit for any of the questions. As always, if you've been enjoying our podcast, please make sure you share it around with your friends and family. Hit us with the final question.
Yeah. All right. You can instantly travel to Mars and back a day before a NASA landing. What do you leave behind to mess with them?
See, this, my answer worked a lot better when I, because I misread this question, as I frequently do. I'm beginning to question my English speaking capabilities.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I just put a speaking. Yeah. I did like a friggin' Sean Connery there.
I'm
speaking.
You lost it there.
Fucking lost it. Oh, it's just like the fucking buttholes.
Do you want me to tell you mine? We can come back to you.
Come back to me.
You're struggling. I think something that would just, people would not be able to explain. So either the very, very common and easy Ryan was here would be good. Because it would be like, you know, Mars rover found note from
yeah,
kid. That would always be comical. But I think also leaving something like a Starbucks coffee cup, but then like branding it Earth Bucks, something like that. And then the number of conspiracy theories that would build up around, like, was Mars watching us this whole time, mimicking us as a brand? Like, it would be so cool. You could just mess with them so much. Yeah, I think that would be really cool.
Yeah. I was actually going down the line of, because I'd originally thought that this was before anyone had actually been to Mars type of thing. What do you leave behind? Which would have made it a little more hectic. I mean, it'd still work, but like, I feel like it'd have more effect to it if you were there very first. Originally, I was thinking maybe some kind of like a footprint or something like that'd be cool. Like then people would be,
oh, yeah.
But that'd just get them being like, oh, maybe there's life. We'll have to find it, you know, like false hope type of thing. But what I was actually thinking was like a used helmet, like a space helmet, you know, like what astronauts would wear, and nothing fancy, just like a stock standard one. And what that'd do is that would,
like, people have been here before.
That would create that international, like, fucking
world war.
Yeah, who did it? Who's got this technology?
I'm pretty sure that would end up
probably end up in a world war, because you'd be like, who was it? Which country has got like technology far superior?
If the question
ours?
Was, what can you leave on Mars that would destroy the Earth? I think that would be the best answer you could have.
Turns out I'm an evil genius.
Another funny one would just be like, you know how there was the conspiracy theory that for some reason Elvis was an alien and he went back to like the stars or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
Could you just imagine just like a sign, just like a wooden sign that's sitting there that's like Elvis's house 2 km that way or something? Just an arrow that points off into the distance.
Oh, God. All right, guys. I think we'll leave it there for that episode. See you in the next episode, guys.
Bye.